Yeah. Dandavat Pranams. Jai Shri Gurudev, Jai Shri Prabhupada, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. We'll be live in just a couple of minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Krishna 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 Krishna
आगे सामान जी जो बोल रहे थे आज आप जॉब कर रहे थे क्या? वो सब जॉब की आवाज इसमें जा रहा था, वो लोग आप जॉब कर रहे थे उसकी आवाज जा रहा था, वो तो अमृता में सब जगह कंप्लेन किया। मैं क्या बोल दूंगा, जब वो सब टोटल टेलीकास्ट हो रहा है तो टोटल टेलीकास्ट हो रहा है तो वेबकास्ट हो रहा है तो वो साउंड नहीं जा रहा
ठीक है बोलो मैंने
गाली दुकान गाली भी चली जाएगी।
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the VATS live video is now available. If you refresh your page, you'll see the TV screen come up, and you can pick English sound, the lower screen, and just lower the sound on the top on the picture, and you'll have the live English translation with the pictures. The top movie will be Hindi.
We perform the parikrama Belvan.
From
there, we went to Jhadu Mandal. We returned to Gopinath Bhavan. Can you speak about Belvan?
You can speak something about Belvan.
If you refresh your screen, you'll see we have live video.
Described and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. when he was visiting to South India, and he was staying for 4 months during Chaturmasya in the house of Venkatabhata. So at that time, while he was staying there, he used to visit the temple of Sri Rangam and Ranganathji. And he became very intimate with the family members. Venkatabhata and his family members used to worship Lakshmi Narayan. That was their worshipable deity in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So they were very pure Vaishnavas. And their attraction and attachment to their Ishtadev, Lakshmi Narayan, was very pure. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated that. But yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to upgrade their understanding. So because he was staying with their family, he often would have discussions with them, and he would also have very lighthearted relationships, joking sometimes with them. So one day, he posed a question to Venkatabhata, and he said, "You know that it is said that your worshipable deity, Lakshmi Devi, that she wanted to engage in the pastimes of entering the Rasadeva so that she could come and enjoy this lila with Lord Krishna. So please tell me, why is it that she wanted to enjoy this Rasadeva?" So then Venkatabhata, he answered, he says, this is natural for her, because she sees that her Lord, Lord Narayan, he is not different than Lord Krishna. But this form of Lord Krishna, as a cowherd boy, dancing in Vrindavan with the gopis, is very, very attractive, full of a very sportive nature. So there is no fault in her. Although she is the topmost of all chaste ladies, Lakshmi Devi, she is always resting on the chest of Lord Narayan, her husband. She is completely dedicated and devoted to him. So we cannot consider it her fault that she wanted to associate with Lord Krishna, because she knows that Lord Krishna is not different than her worshipable Lord and husband, Lord Narayan. So in this way, Venkatabhata, he explained that there's no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan, but the only difference is in terms of rasa, rasa vichar. And Lord Krishna, he has this specific nature. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, yes, this is all true. But there's another point here. And what is that? We understand that actually, even though Lakshmi Devi wanted this, and she attempted to perform severe austerity, but yet she was not able to attain this. And then he quoted the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the wives of the Kaliya Nag, Kaliya servants, they were glorifying Sri Krishna and praying to him. And they said, Kanyakubhava, you have the name of the Kwane, Savantri Kara, Yad Bhaksha and Sri Ravanachara Sabo, Vihaya Kama, Suchidam Sritha Prasa. So Lakshmi Devi here is told that, this dust of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna that was placed upon the head of the serpent Kaliya is something that is so difficult to attain. We don't know how it is possible that the serpent was able to attain the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna upon the head. Because even Lakshmi Devi, who performed for a very long time severe austerity and penances, she was not able to have to attain this kind of benediction. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to explain that actually, although she tried to attain this position of entering into the Rasa dance and trying to become like the gopis, in fact, we know that she went there to Vrindavan experience in order to enter into this world of death. What is that? Oh, first of all, you will have to become a gopi. You will have to perform the activities of a gopi, living in the village, milking the cows, churning yogurt, making cow dung patty, and so forth. And this she could do. But when she was told that she will also have to accept Krishna as her husband and become the Paramour lover of Krishna in this secret way, Parakira, and to her this was impossible. She could not accept this. Yes, and to marry Gopa, because all the gopis in Vrindavan, they have this mood that they are sneaking away from their husband to associate with Krishna. So before they have this mood, they have to have this relationship of marrying our boy. So Lakshmi Devi, she was not able to accept this because her whole mood is that of the wife of Lord Narayan and a Brahmani mood. So for her it is impossible to adopt this mood of the gopis of Parakira. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained that the only way that anyone can enter into this relationship with Krishna is to accept the mood, the bhav of the rich bhakti. And especially if someone wants to enter into the rasa dance and wants to associate with Krishna in the way of the gopi, then the only way that they can do this is to accept the anugatya, following in the very mood of the Vrajagopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went on to explain that actually there is no difference between Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna. But this is by Siddhanta. By the position of Siddhanta Vichar, understanding Tattva, there is no difference because Sri Krishna, Lord Narayan, they are identical personalities, just like the moon in the sky. We see it at different phases of the moon's appearance during the month. Sometimes the moon is full. Sometimes the moon is a quarter moon. Sometimes 1/8 moon. Sometimes new moon, no moon. So all these different phases of the moon, they appear to us to be different. But actually it is the same exact object, it is only the moon. So in the same way, Sri Krishna, he manifests unlimited form to taste unlimited varieties of rasa and to reciprocate with all his eternal devotees in many different ways. But actually they are all one, they are all identical. But the superiority of Krishna, this is the unique point. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain by rasa vichar, Sri Krishna, he has four qualities which no other form of his has, not Lord Narayan or any other of his expansions or incarnations, have these four qualities. And they are called his four madhuris. That are his rupa madhuri. His very exquisitely beautiful, sweet form. They are his lila madhuri. The pastimes that he performs. Like his beautiful childhood pastimes that we are hearing about every day in Damodar Lila. And his pastimes all in Vrindavan as he grows through the different ages and he associates with all of his devotees in such sweet reciprocation, the Lila Madhuri. Then there is Guru Madhuri, all the qualities that Krishna exhibits and his different varieties of personality like Virudatta, Virudatta, Virudanita, and Virudprasad. Four different types of personalities Krishna exhibits. So, these qualities of Krishna and his Venu Madhuri, nowhere does Krishna play his flute like he does in Vrindavan and attracts the hearts of all the rich bhaktis and brings all the gopis to Bhakshiva and performs Rasa Leela with them. So these four qualities of Krishna, his four Madhuri, they show that Krishna is superior. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's dual Bhagavan Swayam. When all the incarnations are considered, all the different expansions of Krishna are considered as his functions, his parts, and his colors, the expansions of his parts. But Krishna himself is called Bhagavan Swayam because he is the very source of all of them. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quoted the verse, discussing how the goddess of fortune could never attain this benefit that the Braj Gopis attained. How in the Vrasthiva dance, Krishna put his two
Dandavats, please email Isha Das, isha.das@hotmail.com. I need some feedback if the video is working for you. If it keeps starting and stopping, I need a room. Thank you.
So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he expressed the superiority of the position of the Braja Gopi, and based on the Bhatta, he accepted from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this superior position, and then he told that it is not possible for me to actually comprehend all of these deep truths, these deep realities, but you have imparted your mercy within my heart. And then at that point, Vaikunthapada fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered to him, and they became worshippers of Sri Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Sri Krishna, in Braja Vrindavan, along with his whole family members. So this pastime that is performed of Lakshmi Devi going there to Vrindavan, it informs us that actually there is no superior position than the worship of Sri Krishna in the womb of the Braja Gopi, right here in Braja Vrindavan. And this is our final goal of attainment, to worship Sri Krishna in the association of his eternal associates and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Braja Vrindavan.
Yesterday I told in
Rasa
Leela, no one can enter Rasa Leela other than the gopis.
Among all the gopis,
they all have the parakya mood. In the house of the gopi, take birth from the womb of a gopi, to marry the gopas and to have the parakya mood. Then the sadhan siddha gopis, they serve the mukta siddha gopis, and then they will ripen. And those are not ripened, they will be stopped by their husbands. Therefore, it is very important to have the parakya mood. What is parakya mood? The gopis should be married to some other husband. So this is
Narayan
are the same tattva. Even today Lakshmi is doing austerities. Still she was not able to enter Rasa Leela. Today we did anyone discuss the pastime of Jhadu Mandal? No.
Van Maharaj.
Van Maharaj will speak about Jhadu Mandal. Jhadu means broom. Jhadu Mandal. Jhadu is in Hindi word. It's a broom.
The
Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Jhadu Mandal. In Jhadu Mandal, Shri Shyamananda Prabhuji, By the order of Jiva Goswami Ji, we used to sweep.
Narottam
Shyamananda and Srinivas. You see one very great quality among three of them. Narottam Das Thakur took diksha from Lokanath Goswami. Shyamananda Prabhuji took diksha from Hruday Chaitanya Ji.
Srinivas
Acharya.
He
took diksha from Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
But all three of them,
they approached Jiva Goswami, who was the foremost of Rasika Vaishnavas, and studied all the scriptures under his guidance. He studied under the guidance of Jiva Goswami and accepted Jiva Goswami as a Shiksha Guru. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said that Shiksha Guru is the Swarup of Sri Krishna, and Shiksha Guru is Sri Krishna's Rupa. Antaryami Paramatma manifests externally as the spiritual master. If Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are on the same level, so we should respect both of them equally. Our Acharya has shown. So you can see also from Shyamananda's life and Narottam's life, you can see in Krishna Karanamrita Grantha, one sloka has been explained. It is established. Sometimes Shiksha Guru is superior to Diksha Guru. Shiksha Guru has some speciality which is not present in Diksha Guru sometimes. So therefore, sometimes Shiksha Guru is far, far superior. So Bilongal Thakur has shown the actually, Bilongal Thakur created the desire for Kamatmika Bhakti. One who has taught me, my Shiksha Guru has taught me how to love Krishna. He has created the method of loving Krishna in my heart. Offer obeisances to that Shiksha Guru. Shri Krishna Das Goswami in his commentary of Krishna Karanamrita has explained this. Chaitanya Charitamrita also, it has been described how one should have love and affection for Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. We see in the life of our Acharyas, Shyamananda Prabhu, who took diksha from Hruday Chaitanya, by the order, he came to Sri Jiva Goswami and began to perform sadhana bhajan. Before his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. His name was before Dukhi Krishna Das, Sad Krishna Das. Later on he became Shyamananda. Later on he became Shyamananda Prabhu. So how Dukhi Krishna Das gave pleasure to Shyama, Radhika, and became known as Shyamananda. It's a very beautiful history. Shyamananda Prabhu began to pray to Jiva Goswami for some service. Jiva Goswami ordered him, every day he should sweep in Vrindavan. It is not ordinary to sweep Vrindavan. Very good, carry on. He was sweeping the puja in Vrindavan every day. He actually obtained one Nupura. Obtaining that transcendental object, many great ecstasies manifested in his heart by touching that Nupur ankle bell. He gave that ankle bell to Jiva Goswami. He is the Vilasa Manjari of Radha Krishna. He understood, this is not ordinary Nupur. This is the Nupur of Srimati Radhika. He told, you should keep this very carefully. Don't give it to anyone. That time, two girls came there. They began to tell Dukhi Krishna Das, Baba, Baba, every day you sweep here. Did you find any object here? That time Krishna Kaviraj, that time Dukhi Krishna told. I obtained Nupura. Actually, one Nupura for Sakhi has lost. Krishna began to say, who else belongs to should take personally? Those two girls were Lalita and Vishakha. Lalita and Vishakha told Baba, you are Babaji, are you not ashamed? Are you not embarrassed? Do you want to see the faces of girls or you want to do bhajan? Why you insist on seeing our Swamini's face? That time Krishna Swaraj Goswami began to say, Dukhi Krishna began to say, that I want to give you that ankle belt which belongs not to anyone else. Radhaji also agreed finally. He is very clever sadhu. Alright, you can. Yes, you can tie it to Radha's lotus feet, but you will have to blindfold you before we take you to her pinjar. Then Krishnadas, he was blindfolded and by his hand he tied that ankle belt around Radhika's lotus feet. Then all the pastimes of Radhika manifested in his heart. Radhika became very pleased. So using that ankle belt, she actually made one tilak on his forehead. So you can see in Shamananda Sampradaya, there is one small dot between the tilak, actually. This is actually the mark of the ankle belt of Srimati Radhika. So Jiva Goswami came to know of this incident, and he told that you have given pleasure to Shama Radhika, so your name is Shamananda. So actually, this indicates that we'll have to switch for the pleasure of Radhika. Jiva Goswami Pad has given us the instruction. So Gurudev actually sweeps the heart of the disciple using a broom and cleanses all the dirt from the heart of the disciple. Everyone thinks that I will sit on the Vyasasana, but I will not clean the temple. Actually, we should also learn to clean the temple because that purifies our heart. If you really want to purify your heart, when Guru wants to purify the heart, then Guru will give him the appropriate order to a disciple. One disciple wrote to the Guru that lust, greed, anger has not gone away from my hand. Gurudev, in reply to that question, he wrote, every day, you should clean the toilet of the Vaishnavas. When you clean the toilet of the Vaishnavas, then your heart will become cleansed. From that time, that devotee began to cleanse the toilet and latrine in the temple. It is not ordinary to cleanse the temple or toilet. And it is also not ordinary to sweep Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad in Radha Rasajani says,
That is
very clearly described by Prabhupada Saraswati Pad that where Radha Krishna's transcendental confidential pastimes are taking place in the Nikunja, where Pranaprastha Sakhis of Radhika are present. Even Lalita and Vishakha are not allowed there without any hesitation. They are Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari. They easily enter into that Nikunja and serve Radha Krishna. And in order to enter that Nikunja confidential power, even Shri Krishna has to catch the feet of the Manjari. And Krishna says, Radhika tells Krishna, Yahi Madhu, Yahi Krishna. Go away, Krishna, you are cheater. And Krishna stands there with folded hands in order to enter the Punja of Radhika. So while quoting that, Pravanna Saraswati Pat says, when will I become? These are the transcendental pastimes of Radha Krishna. I don't want to become a broom. I want to become only one stick inside that broom. That's all. If I take birth as a stick in the broom, then my life will be successful. Gaurahari personally came to this world in order to give that Manjari Bhava to everyone. Patinana, very good.
But only what he told about Sarumanda. Shamananda.
Why? We have heard that Krishna blew his flute. Only the gopis dressed entered the Rasila. Therefore, to become a gopi completely
sacrificed.
Otherwise, no one can enter. Especially all the gopis, they serve Krishna in Pankhya Bhav. They have an order to enter into Pankhya Bhav. One must take birth in the family of gopis. And one must marry a gopa, otherwise where is the question of Pankhya Bhav? What to speak of this, of any other gopis, even the sons of the gopis who had not achieved complete maturity? When Krishna blew his flute and called the gopis, they could not enter. Somehow or other, they were checked. But the sons of the gopis, by performing the seva and by associating with these eternally perfected gopis, then they were mature, they could enter the Rasa-lila, otherwise not. Therefore, as much we could not agree to these conditions, of taking birth of the family of Gopi or of marrying a Gopa, then she could not enter Rasa-lila. So, one Maharaj was discussing about Sujata Mandal. There, after the Chief Goswami, Narasana Srinivasa Shamananda, they are called Prabhu Treya, the three Prabhus. Sri Narasana Goswami has taken diksha from Sri Lokanath Goswami. Sri Shamananda has taken diksha from Sri Vidarachananda. And Sri Srinivasa Chaya has taken diksha from Sri Gopalbhava. But all three were taking diksha from Sri Jiva Goswami here in Vrindavan. Therefore, if we want to understand what is Diksha and Shiksha Guru, we'll have to go to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Diksha Guru is considered to be Krishna Roop, and Shiksha Guru is Ajani Krishna Roop, and the Shiksha Guru is considered to be the Saroop of Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's Roop and Saroop. There is no difference between Diksha and Shiksha Guru. But Shiksha Guru then says, sometimes we see a speciality in the Shiksha Guru, but not a difference. As is the case of Sri Bilvamangal Thakur. Differences there between the Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru were some speciality, maybe. Therefore, today we learn the history of Sri Shamananda Guru. Before his name was Dukhi Krishna Das, but after taking Diksha from Sri Vidarachananda Guru, then his name was Sri Krishna Das. Then he came to Vrindavan and took shelter of Sri Jiva Goswami, from whom he heard all the Siddhanta Goswami. And he was given the status of sweeping the kunja where Radha Krishna performed their last dinner. Therefore, as he was sweeping, one day he found one very effulgent and transcendental ankle belt. Then he took that to Sri Jiva Goswami. Sri Jiva Goswami is direct to Srinath Panjari. Therefore, maybe Sri Jiva Goswami can understand this to be ultimate of Srimati Radhika, no one else. Therefore, he gave the order to see to Sri Krishna, to Krishna, to keep this ankle well, very carefully, do not give it to anyone else except the owner. As he continued, he said, on one day, two girls came, which last to go, but that was none other than Lalita and Nishantra in the sky. Then I asked Krishna, have you found any ankle belt? Oh yes, I found, but I will not give to you. I will only give to the girl who owns an ankle belt. Then those two girls began abusing. What type of Baba are you? You come here to the bathroom or you touch some young girl? Therefore, I abused this, he was not checking, but he was remembering the words of Sri Jiva Goswami. They were finally, when he would not bite, they agreed. We will let you, but on one condition, you have to bind your eyes with set of my cloth. Therefore, that happened right weekend, and he put the ankle bell on the court over the feet of Srimati Radhika. His life became successful. Then he got the name of Shamananda, that's the name given by Srimati Radhika. So Bhagavan said a very wonderful thing. There was one, we should not think that sweeping the temple is an ordinary thing. One disciple had written a letter to Pujapati to the Balamar. Gurudev, I am many years doing Sadhana Bhajan, but my heart is not clean. Still I am attached to my love, greed, anger, all types of anonymous. I have not made any advancement. Mr. Balamar, he gave an answer. He said, you have to clean the latrine of the Vaishnavas every day. Then your heart will become clean.
Your call is disconnected. You may dial the number again now. Your account balance is $68 and...
Trying to fix.
You are very great. You can see it. That Krishna himself has come. Please show where Krishna has come.
He has gone.
This is shown in Bhagavatam, written in Bhagavatam. However, but what reply the tree would give? Then they thought, they are actually male. They are actually always side on the side of Krishna. Let's ask the feminine creepers and tulsi. So these are very old trees. They were there about 300 or 500 years ago. One past time, there was an old lady in Jhadu Mandal. She was actually churning, grinding the flour
on the
grinding wheel. She used to earn money by grinding the wheat for others. Thus she was about to maintain her livelihood. At 4 o'clock in the morning, she was turning her grinding wheel. The sound ghar was so coming from the grinding wheel. One blackish boy came there.
Oh,
old lady, what are you doing? I'm not getting any sleep. Whole night you are whole night I was awake and now morning I cannot sleep because we are grinding the wheat. What should I do? Stop this. Oh boy, what should I do? You are a young boy, but I am an old lady. Oh, by grinding wheat, I maintain myself. If I stop grinding the wheat, then who will feed me? All right. I will give you. So on the top of the grinding wheel, he placed his foot on top of it. So there is actually a blackish mark came on the grinding wheel. People come for the darshan of this mark. And they will give so much donation just to see this mark of my foot. They will give great pranam. They will give fruit, flower. They will give so many. You give a lot of items to eat, you will very easily maintain yourself. That lady said, very good, I will stop grinding. The next day, all began to ask. One boy came here, he placed his foot on the top of my grinding wheel. So, this is no one else. Krishna alone. Whole night he was performing rasa with the gopis, and when he came back 4 o'clock, he placed the foot on the top of the grinding wheel. They began to offer so much money, fruit. They began to offer pranam. Now the old lady had nothing to worry about her maintenance. This is about 400 or 500 years ago. Even today that grinding wheel is seen today. That Krishna's foot mark is there. Did you see that? Have you seen that? Okay.
Gobinar means jackfruit tree, Gobinar tree, or Ashok tree, and the jamun tree, they acquire from every single tree. Oh, have you seen our Krishna? But the tree did not reply. They did not reply. So then Gopi thought that this tree should belong to the male species. So why would these trees who belong to male species show mercy to us? Because they must support Krishna, who is also male species. So let's go and ask other feminine people and Tulsi. Tulsi belongs to some Madhya Jata, Sipula, Palakabali, Vrunga, Sangyatani Vipati. So they inquire from others. So these are the same trees, they are about 5,000 years old. Where Gopi inquired from this tree about the location of Sri Krishna.
How Sri Prihat Bhagavatam. साधुत रंग की महिमा सनातन गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं
सुनो सनातन गोस्वामी से
राजा रघुगण
किंग रघुगण
वो पहले उन्होंने बतलाया था
ही हैड टोल्ड
सबसे सूर्य की पूजा से अग्नि की पूजा से तपस्या से दान से वर्णाश्रम धर्म से
वर्णाश्रम
धर्म से भी भगवान की चरणों की प्राप्ति नहीं
होती। One cannot obtain भगवान by any means।
जब तक कि वह
until
भगवत भक्तों की महत्पुरुषों के चरण दर्श के अभिषेक न हो।
Unless one becomes bathed in the dust of the great personalities।
इसके बाद में पुनः कह रहे हैं
देन अगेन इज सेइंग
अहो निजन्म अखिल जन्म शोभन कि जन्म भी स्वपराई अमस्मिन नरेशी के जगह कृतात्मना महात्मा नाम व प्रसिद्ध समागम हस्ते करें उनकी उपदेशों को उनके उपदेशों को सुन करके
After hearing their instructions,
उन्होंने कहा हमारा जीवन कृतार्थ हो गया
life has become successful, we have to call your darshan.
कथा से और मेरे सारे संदेह दूर हो
All my doubts are gone away. रघुगण told भरत महाराज
यह मनुष्य जन्म
this human life
समस्त जोनियों में श्रेष्ठ है
He is the best among all the species of life.
आप लोग भी समझे
You should also understand
मनुष्य जन्म
ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ
समस्त योनियों में भी
इज द बेस्ट अमंग ऑल देवताओं
को इतना भोग प्रचुर है
द डेमिगॉड्स दे हैव टू मच
एंजॉयमेंट भोगों में सप्त में व्यस्त रहते हैं
ऑलवेज अप्लाइंग एंजॉयमेंट दे आर नॉट
ट्राइंग साधुओं का संग करें
दैट दे विल एसोसिएट विद
साधु और साधु लोग स्वर्ग लोक में नहीं जाते हैं
ब्रह्म साधु डोंट गो टू स्वर्ग लोक
विषयों के भोग में लग जाएंगे इसलिए उस नहीं जाकर केवल उसकी पर
If you in heaven, sadhus only wander on earth, and especially in India, the sadhus wander. And especially in India, where they wander, only in Brajamandal, many sadhus are there, like our Gurudev. So we receive the association of sadhus in Brajamandal very easily. In Swargalok. There is
no
need to remain intoxicated in the Swarga Loka. So there is no need to take birth
in the Swarga Loka. भगवान ऋषिकेश के निर्मल जल का प्रभाव से अंतःकरण शुद्ध होने वाले आप जैसे महात्मा नहीं
So there are no sadhus in Swarga.
वहाँ पर नहीं है
The Mahatmas like Jada Bharat, who can purify the heart by the Harikatha, are not present in Swarga. Such glorious Mahatmas who are endowed with good qualities are not present in Swarga or they do not visit Swarga. He is telling the meaning of it. The human life is actually the foremost among all the human, all the life. Only in this life we can have perform bhajan of Krishna.
मनुष्य साधुओं के संग में
ओनली इन दिस लाइफ
अपने जीवन का उद्देश्य ठीक कर सकता है
वन कैन डिसाइड द गोल ऑफ वन्स लाइफ
इसी जन्म में वो साधन कर सकता है
वन कैन एंगेज इन साधन इन लाइफ no other life forms engaging service of Krishna. Even demigods want to take birth in India. You have taken human form of life. And by Bhagavan's mercy, you have come to Brajamandal and are hearing the Harikatha of Guru and Vaishnava. You are engaged in sense gratification. You are engaged in sense gratification lifetime after lifetime. When you became asses and
horses,
and actually every pig has 5 or 10 piglets. So human life is more precious than getting piglets. Especially Brahmacharis, be very careful, very careful. Maya is wandering everywhere, is in problem. And Maya has very beautiful form.
और देखेगी हमारे राज्य से निकल रहा है
ओह इज कमिंग आउट ऑफ माय क्लचेस
इसलिए ऐसे प्रलोभन देगी
आई विल शी विल गिव सच ग्रेट अट्रैक्शन
इसमें हम लोग परस्पर भोग करें
सो दैट वी कैन एंजॉय इन दिस लाइफ टाइम सो माया विल
तुम्हारे साथ में मैं विवाह करना चाहती
आई वांट टू मैरी यू Immediately, Maya Devi will put a proposal. And it may be that you will salivate. Saliva will fall from your mouth, seeing her. So be very careful. Therefore, be very watchful. Stay in the situation of sadhu. If you give up sadhu sangha, Maya will immediately catch you. Even Bhagavan will not be able to protect you that time. Who will protect you that time? Topmost devotee of Bhagavan will protect you. Stay in the position of sadhu. If sadhus are chastising you, tolerate it. Actually, the chastisement of Guru and Vaishnava is also mercy. Actually, the beauty of all the forms of life is human form. Even the demigods hanker to obtain this birth. Actually, one cannot associate with sadhus like Jada Bharat in Swarga, and there is no Harikatha present in Swarga. Who go to Swarga? Actually, those who perform punya, they go to Swarga. They become so absorbed in sense gratification. They even forget their guru. You see Indra, he offended his guru. He was sitting in his assembly, Dharma assembly. He was being glorified. Oh, you have conquered the demons. Then Brihaspati came there in the Sudharma assembly, seeing him. It appeared as if, oh, if Guru will come, then everyone will worship Guru, then who will worship me? Brihaspati understood the mood of Indra. He didn't come, he disappeared from there. Then again demons attacked. If Guru has become angry, immediately demons attacked and took away everything from Indra. So therefore, the association of saintly persons is very rare. Even the saintly persons, they want to purify the places of pilgrimage. The lusty people, they bathe in the Ganges and other holy rivers. And the saintly persons, they bathe in the holy water, but touching their lotus feet to Ganga, they purify the Ganga. And they rejuvenate the holy places. So they wander on the earth. How are the saintly persons? Actually, the heart of the sadhus, always keep Bhagavan in the heart. And they always teach about Nama Rupa Gun Lila of Krishna. They don't discuss anything. They only describe the pastimes of Bhagavan. If any sadhu, if someone is not describing Bhagavan's pastimes, but is only describing the activities pertaining to sense gratification, but sadhu is very clever. He uses the pastimes of sense gratification and turns them towards Bhagavan very cleverly. It is a real sadhu. So, if you don't associate with such sadhus, then even the birth of the demigod useless. Prahlad Maharaj says in the 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Sadhu Sangha. नैषम मति सावधि
समंगे
पीपल हू आर ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन सैटिस्फाइंग देयर
सेल्फ जब तक निष्किन च
अनलेस दे आर एसोसिएट विद द
पेनिलेस वैष्णव यात्रिक संपत्ति उनका स्थान नहीं है
उनका वैष्णव हु इज डिवाइड ऑफ ऑल द मटेरियल पोजीशंस
वही उनका स्थान है वो निष्किन च है
सो हु इज निष्किन च हु इज ओनली वेल्थ इज कृष्णा सत साधु
वे लोग जगत के कामी पुरुष लोग
Unless the lusty people of the world, unless they bathe in the foot dust of such a great Vaishnava, what is the purport of this? What is the purport of bathing in the foot dust of a Nishkinchana Vaishnava? Not that, it is not that you should take forcibly the foot dust from their feet.
This
is not bathing, taking forcibly Gurudev's foot dust. That is not the way. One should have faith first.
One
should have unbreakable faith in their words. When one is fully absorbed in the words of the sadhu, one should act as per their advice. This is actually the
beginning of the scripture.
Some people think that we should take the they possibly catch the feet of Gurudev and take the foot dust. What benefit will come from that? No benefit will come from that. No, you should try. Take dust from Gurudev's feet and try. That will not help. You have to follow the instructions. You must execute the instructions of Gurudev completely. You should hear what Gurudev says.
Yeah, just refresh the webcast up there.
This will not destroy the bad habits or unwanted things, or nor it will destroy the material existence. The lusty people, they take only the external meanings of the scriptures, but don't understand the heart of the scriptures. The people who are absorbed in sense gratification through their senses, the such people,
भगवान के चरणों में ऐसे नहीं होगी जब तक कि कृष्ण के चरणों में अनुरक्त भक्तों की चरण खुली हुए स्नान नहीं करें इसलिए ऐसे मलिन हृदय वाले भक्तियों की मति अनर्थों संसार का पार्थनाथ को दूर कर नाश करने वाली गुरु को भगवान के चरण कमलों में तब तक नहीं स्पर्श कर सकती
So the contaminated minds of such lusty people will not be attracted to the lotus feet of Lord Achyut unless they serve such Nishkinchana Vaishnava's lotus feet. Somehow Muchukunda. It has been explained in the 10th canto, the life history of Muchukunda Maharaj. वाप वर्गो ब्रह्म तो जदा भवे जन से तरी अच्युत सत समागम सत्संग यरि तदेव सद्गतो परावरिषे
तो जाय करति ब्रह्म तो जदा भवे ओ शंकर ले
Dandavat, if you're on the video, just give us a minute and we're resetting.
So last night you were hearing Gurudev Paramahansa to see Rahuginanda Dantapastanadati, Nasika Neva Bohatriyatvara, Sankasa Maiva Jivatva Surya, Vinana Hatvara Radhoki Shekha. O Rahuginanda, one can only see Krishna by worshipping the fire god, worshipping the sun god,
worship the God of air or water? One cannot achieve it by austerity or by following even financial animals. One can only achieve Sri Krishna if one performs abhishek of one's head with the foot dance of a pure and
unconscious
Mahapurush. Abhishek means by coming towards the consciousness of the deity, abhishek. Therefore, the king said, O Maharaj, by your darshan and by your instructions, my life is successful. The king continued, of all species of life, to take birth of a human being is a tough one. To take birth of a deva is not so fortunate as a demigod, because there is so much material enjoyment, they have no time for sadhusanga or for bhajan. Also in the heavenly planets where the demigods reside, there is no sadhusanga. Sadhus will not go to such a place, because there is so much enjoyment there. Therefore, where are sadhus present? On this earth planet. On this earth planet, especially where? In India. And in India, where are sadhus especially present? In the holy dharma, like Vrindavan, Navagri, Jagannath Puri. Therefore, there are sadhus like you, Maharaj, who always carry Bhagavan Rishikesh in their hearts. They can purify anyone and all. They are not present in Swarga, they are only present on this earth. Therefore, the human birth is the topmost, because in a human form of life, one can avail of the opportunity of sadhusanga. By that sadhusanga, one can fortunately fix one's goal. If a good person says, how fortunate are we to be in sadhusanga in this Vrindavan Dhamma? Therefore, we should take note, even the animal species have material enjoyment. Even a pig has 10 children and a goat. Therefore, especially those who have adopted been given red cloth, they should be extremely careful. Because Maya is surrounding us on all four sides. She'll come in a very attractive form and say, I love you. We should enjoy together. Therefore, my dear, by hearing this, we should not develop anticipation. Be careful, Maya will catch you. Even Bhagavan will not save you then. Who will save you? The harsh words of the sadhu, that will save you. There may give us some harsh words you have to, we should tolerate. And those harsh words will save you from material existence. Therefore, that place where there is no Harikatha, we should not go. Therefore, by performing pious activities, one may take birth in the heavenly planet. But there is a chance that there is so much material enjoyment, even there you may not respect the sadhus and gurudev. The example in the Bhagavatam is of Indra. Indra was being worshipped by all the demigods. That time Guru Prihaspati came in, and Indra was thinking, oh no, now I will have to get up the Yatasana and all will worship gurudev. Therefore, Indra pretended not to see Prihaspati. Then Gurudev could understand he has too much false ego and he disappeared from that. As soon as the demons heard, oh, Indra has disrespected his spiritual master, they captured the heavenly planet. Therefore, it is extremely hard to stay in Mahasangha and it is extremely rare to get that chance of Mahasangha. See, if people go to the holy places, the theaters, to become purified. But the sadhu is so powerful, by putting his foot down on the seriousness, he purified even the holy places. Kurvanti. Even they purify the holy places, such as their potency. Therefore, those sadhus always carry in their heart Bhagavan. And in any situation, in any type of sangha, they chant the name, form, and qualities of Sri Krishna. Therefore, the sadhu will have some symptoms. The sadhu who engages in materialistic topic, that person is not a sadhu. A sadhu will take such materialistic guitar and bring it towards Bhagavan. That is the symptom of a sadhu. Therefore, the seventh canto, Chipalatma, has said, Naishan, Mati Sapa, Lukunamani, Spreeza, Tiga, Arthapada, Ardaha, Mihir Samyas, Padara, Yogi Shekham, Nishkinshanasya, Yavaranitya.
towards the Lord. Only materialistic people with no false ego take the Buddha of an ancient Vaishnava on their head. What do the major take the Buddha on the head? Like we see people and rubbing, even by force they may grab Gurudev and rub. This is not called Abhishek. What is the real Abhishek from the spiritual master or the sadhu? That is to hear his word with complete faith. And as they instruct us to do, we should do. That is the real Abhishek. If we follow their instructions on how to perform bhajan, this is the real Buddha of the spiritual master. Prahlad also said, not to be too fast to get some Vishnu, Durusaya, Yaki Hiratamanina. Such people who are polluted by sensual enjoyment, they cannot reach Krishna in that time where they fall at the feet of such a pure sadhu.
One time in the war between demigods and demons,
Maharaj Mukundaji ko senapati banaya.
Muchukunda was made the leader, commander in chief. War was going on. That time, Muchukunda was a little tired. Then so actually Shiva's son Kartike was appointed the commander in chief. Indra told, all right, you protected us, so you should ask for some benediction.
Then
Muchukunda told, all right, I want to sleep peacefully. Now you should send me to the earth. There, no one should be able to obstruct my sleep. Demigod said, all right. They gave the benediction. Someone will wake you up while sleeping. You will become ashes. So Muchukunda was brought to the earth planet.
A
little away from Mathura. Near Gwalior, that's Dholpur is the place.
He
slept in one cave. That time,
Krishna
was running away from Kalyan. Kalyan was chasing him.
While chasing,
Krishna entered into that cave. Kalyan told,
he
must be hiding here and he is sleeping here. That time Kalyan kicked that person who was sleeping on the ground. Oh, you cheater, you are sleeping here. Get up and fight with me. After he kicked Muchukunda Maharaj, Muchukunda got up and he glanced at him and Kalyan was burnt to ashes. He saw Krishna in the front, Muchukunda saw, and Krishna, and Muchukunda is glorifying Krishna. Oh, Achyut, infallible Lord Krishna, by the mercy of you, when the materialistic person, when the time for release from the material bondage comes, then by your mercy, one receives the association of a sadhu. If one receives the association of a sadhu, then we should understand that today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow, very soon, you are going to be out of the material bondage and you will develop prema at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the glory of the saintly association. By the mercy of sadhu sangha, what to speak of release of material bondage? What is material bondage? From the beginning of time, one is experiencing the distress of taking birth and dying, and the threefold miseries are affecting us.
Dhanavats, the video is back on. You can refresh your page.
Also, prem will also manifest by the heart. As soon as one associates with the sadhu, if you understand that, my now material bondage is cut. Now Krishna's bhakti is very near me. So one should, whenever very eagerly, so one should do our devotion with great eagerness. Paravareshya means para hour. So Sri Krishna, who is the source of all the cause and effect, or para, he is the lord of Brahma and Shiva, and apare, he is the lord of all the devotees who are engaged in sadhan bhajan. So one will develop attraction for lotus feet of Krishna, who is the master of Brahma, Shiva and all the sadhakas. So tomorrow we'll continue this. So tomorrow we'll study Rasayan. Bhakti Rasayan will study.
At the time of the great fight between the devas and the demons, that time Mukshikunda Maharaj was made general of the army of the devas. Being tired by fighting, he took a benediction from the son of Lord Shiva, Kartikeya. What benediction do you want? I want to sleep, I want to rest. Therefore, put me on the earth planet and I want to sleep. The demigod put him in a cave near Dolpur, not so far from Mathura. And they also gave him the benediction, anyone who wakes you up will be burned to ashes. So that time when Kalyaman attacked Mathura, Krishna entered out of the gate and ran away from him. And pursuing Krishna, Krishna entered that cave. At that time he hid in the side, and Kalyaman came in and saw one's form sleeping on the ground. Kalyaman amused that one, thinking that was Krishna, but that was Mukshikunda. Hey, what type of guy are you? Get up and fight like a man. And he kicked Krishna. He kicked that person. But unluckily for him, that was Mukshikunda, who woke up and by his glance burst into ashes. That time Mukshikunda saw Krishna in the chest in the side of the cave and he prayed, Bhava Margo, Bhava Dhamma, Bhava Janasakari, Anasamadama, Satangatari, Chusakakado, Paravesari, White Sahasivati. He said, when the time comes from the lineage to become free from the bondage of birth and death, at that time he achieves Satsanga, association of the sadhu. By that Satsanga he can achieve Rati towards Sri Krishna. What is by the powerful influence of Satsanga, what to speak of the bondage of Maya being shattered? Here the bondage of Maya means the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, as well as these sufferings inflicted by the threefold miseries. So, but what to speak of becoming free from Maya? One can achieve Krishna prema. Here the word has been used for Krishna, Paramara. But here Paramara means the devas, headed by Brahma and Shiva. And Ava means the Shivas of this world. Therefore Krishna is Paramara. He is the Lord of Lord's people, devas and the Jivas. He is the Lord also of cause and effect. So by satsanga, one that seems running towards that, what a
verdict. Very gentle. Present here. Oh, come on, excellent.
Thank you. Radha Sahana Se Anande Vare Changing places every time you come in the bus. Make sure you take your hands of this, whenever you leave the bus, don't leave any valuables, and don't take any valuables also when you leave the bus. Those of you who have not yet deposited passports, tickets, valuables, make sure they are on the lock and key anywhere, except don't take them with you, don't take video cameras also, you may lose them. Be very careful. So tomorrow morning, I will approach some of you to ask me what it is. And then...
Hare Krishna.
যারা এখনো টিকিট সংগ্রহ করেননি আজকে আরো দিনপর তারা কোথায় টিকিট সংগ্রহ করে নিলেন বিনা টিকিটে আরো কেউ পছন্দ করতে পারবেন না এই জন্য আমরা তিন দিন যাবৎ টিকিট দিচ্ছি নাম লেখা সত্ত্বেও আপনারা উপস্থিত না হওয়ার জন্য আমরা টিকিট দিতে পারি না অল্প কিছু টিকিট বাকি আছে আর যার আরো দিন পরে আপনারা এখানে আসবেন এখানে আমিও থাকবো তোমার সেটুকু থাকবেন বৈঠকু থাকবেন
সুখদেব প্রভু নবদ্বীপ সুখদেব প্রভু এবং
Dandavat pranams. So there'll be no morning class from Vrindavan. They'll be going to Bandirvan, Badravan, Madhuvan, Manasrova, Talavan, Mudavan, and Madhuvan by bus. So we'll be doing live webcast by phone from each place. So please come back and check Pure Bhakti TV on and off. And we'll post the times when we know it, or we'll just be live.
this.
Pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. So that will end our audio webcast. Vasanti Didi will be webcasting the video for a little bit longer. Please remember, if you're in the right time zone or if you're a night owl, starting India time tomorrow morning, they'll be taking a bus to the different Parikrama spots, and then we'll be talking live by phone and hearing the programs. Please check back often to the Pure Bhakti TV, and we'll have updates on times as best we can, and we'll always have the video and audio recordings so you can watch anytime. Jai Srila Gurudev, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Krishna, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sadhu Sangha Ki Jai.